Good evening, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal, which you'll need for our service tonight, which will be led by John Weisenberg.
Okay, everyone. 232 is the hymn we're going to sing. It's from Hold an Evening Prayer, or 1986, or whatever you call it. I didn't get to do it on Saturday, and I won't get to do it this Saturday, so it's my own personal Holden song. Before we do that, we're going to just take a moment to center ourselves. The theme for tonight's Vespers is the light that comes out of darkness. So I'd just like you to take a moment in silence and think about a place where light has come out of your darkness.
In the days before the Bible was written down, it was told as a story, maybe a campfire story, maybe a story shared at a party. But everyone knew these stories and everyone joined in their telling. There were themes repeated, phrases that came again and again that the whole gathered people would say together. So I'd like for you to practice this with the reading tonight. And our line that we will all say together, it was evening, it was morning, the first day. Can we do that? It was evening, it was morning, the first day. Now, of course, it won't be the first day every time. We'll have to keep track, second day, third day. So let us begin from Genesis. God created the heavens and the earth. All you see and all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded over the watery abyss.
God spoke light,
and light appeared. God saw the light was good and separated light from dark. God named the light day. God named the dark night. It was evening, it was morning, the first day. God spoke. Sky, in the middle of the waters, separate water from water. God made sky. God separated the water under the sky from the water above sky. And God named sky the heavens. It was evening, it was morning, the second day. God spoke. Separate water beneath heaven, gather into one place, land appear. And there it was. God named the land earth. God named the pooled water ocean. God saw that it was good. God spoke, earth, green up. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree. And earth produced green seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw it was good. It was evening, it was morning, the third day. God spoke, lights, come out, shine in heaven's sky, separate day from night, mark seasons and days and years, lights in heaven's sky to give light to earth. And there it was. God made two big lights, the larger to take charge of the day. The smaller one to be in charge of night. And God made the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to light up earth and oversee day and night, to separate light and dark. And God saw that it was good. It was evening. It was morning, the fourth day. God spoke, swarm ocean with fish and all sea life. Birds fly through the sky over earth. God created the huge sea monsters, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds. God saw that it was good. God blessed them. Prosper. Reproduce. Fill the ocean. Birds, reproduce on earth. It was evening. It was morning. The fifth day. God spoke. Earth. Generate life. Every sort and kind. Cattle. And reptiles, wild animals, all kinds. And there it was. Wild animals of every kind, cattle of all kinds, every sort of reptile and bug. God saw that it was good. God spoke. Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, for the birds of the air and the cattle, and yes, earth itself and every animal that moves on the face of earth. And God created human beings. made them godlike, reflecting God's nature. God created them, male and female. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for the fish of the sea and the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. God looked over everything that God had made, and it was so good, so very good. It was evening, it was morning, the sixth day. Heaven and earth were finished, down to the last little detail. On the seventh day, God rested from all God's work. God blessed the seventh day. God made it a holy day. This is the story of how it all started, of heaven and earth when they were created. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Sometimes, most times, I think when we think of God speaking, let there be light, at least in my mind, I think of the Big Bang, right? Blazing explosion of light. Let's assume that when God spoke, let there be light, it came as a sunrise. When God speaks light into our hearts, it often comes like a sunrise. Listen.
Thank you.
people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. We walk in darkness. Teaching world religions and light and dark are present in everyone, naturally. It is so primal to who we are. Scientists say that the whole world is made up of energy that is a wave, light and dark, positive and negative. The whole cosmos. In Taoism, Confucianism, it's yin and yang. Buddhism, Hinduism, being and non-being. And for Christians and Jews and Muslims, in the beginning God spoke out of the darkness, let there be light. In Holden's Declaration of Faith, it says, we are people who live centered in the cross. We live by the theology of the cross. What does that mean? It means Christ and his suffering is at the center of our darkness. Center of our darkness. People who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. We walk in the waves of this world, good and bad, joy and sorrow, life and death, and we ask why. Why is it like this? Why does it happen this way? Why death? Why confusion? Why pain? Why loss? We ask why. Why do good things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen to good people? You can make a lot of money if you write a book like that. And we walk. We are on this journey together, light and dark. And what does it mean that Christ lives at the center of our darkness? It means he lifts us up above it, above the dualism of this world where we cannot see the wholeness of it all. What is a light ray made of? Positive and negative. A light ray itself is made of light and dark. Is it not? But yet we see it as the whole. We see it as light and love. Even in the creation story, God creates light, and what does he call it? Day. And yet, what does he call day and night together? Day. Day. Christ is the one who lives at the center of our darkness. How many times did he have to say, the Son of Man must go and suffer and be put to death? And we say, no, Lord, that will never happen to you. We really mean, never let it happen to us. No, the Son of Man must suffer and die and rise. Christ lives at the center of our darkness to bring light again. To bring light again. To lift us up above and make true what Paul says. This momentary suffering is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory that it is beyond our comprehension. When we will lift up and we will see the light. Amen. Now we're going to have some fun. We're going to sing Wade in the Water, because light is made of waves. And God speaks sound. And what's sound made of? Waves. And we get baptized in water. And what happens when we hit the water? Waves. So stand up, and we're going to sing Wade in the Water. And they're going to sing the verses, and we'll sing the choruses, and we can join in and make it work. No, you don't get to know what number. Just sing the chorus. Thank you.
Dressed in blue, waiting the water. It must be the children that's coming through. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wait in the water. Oh,
wait in the water.
Oh, wait in the water.
God's gonna trouble.
Speed.